Our first assignment for chapter 4 is a set of problems that are very similar to the problems we did in the presentation, which are very similar to the problems that are on the worksheets, which are very similar to the problems that'll be on the exam. Can we make it any plainer? Plus, as you work through these problems, notice these are all phony companies. They're not real companies. But what we want you to do is try to identify the risk versus return versus reward profile that the company has. Is it a relatively stable company paying, you know, dividends that are increasing or constant dividends? Or is it a more speculative company that's maybe not even making any earnings, losing money? And so more growth-oriented, speculative, dangerous. Okay? So have fun with these. And as I've said before, you have to learn how to do these models. They're not that hard. And if you don't learn how to do them, it's bad for my self-esteem. They're going to be on exam number 2. They're going to be on exam number 3. They're going to be on exam number 4. And they're going to be on the final exam. So you can't leave Business 123 Introduction to Investments without learning how to do these. You can do them with a 99-cent calculator, or you can learn how to use the spreadsheets. Either way, learn how to do them. Contact me. Do the worksheets over and over again. There are answer keys, commentaries. We want you to succeed. We want you to be the best stock pickers the world has ever seen. But you got to do your part. And the first part is to learn how to do these models. As I said, they're easy. Once you've done them a few times, they're easy. Okay, enough said. But learn them. All right? Please? Please? Pretty please?